We're just going to dive right in. Are you ready, Andy?
I'm ready. I was born ready.
Okay. So this is Two Blue Ribbons podcast. We've never done this before, and we're going to suck balls at it. I'm pretty certain.
This is our experimental run.
Experimental run, episode one. Our guest today is the ghost of Ryan Tarbutton.
Never to be seen again.
Because he's dead.
Anyways, we have a couple segments lined up. And on this show, we're basically going to talk about a bunch of bullshit the entire time.
That's it. What'd you do today?
About nothing.
Same.
Watch TV.
Same. No, I didn't do that. I worked.
Ate Mexican food. Only to find that they mix their meat automatically in peppers and tomatoes, which I hate peppers and tomatoes, so...
I had a 2-hour oil change, so that was kind of nice.
2 hours?
2 fucking hours.
I thought they said a half hour.
Yeah, it turned into 2 hours.
Oh, man. See, they told you a half an hour, even though... Okay, so the other Walmart said 2 hours. Your Walmart said a half an hour, but they knew it would still be 2 hours. They just had to draw you in.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It's okay.
I mean, worse things could happen, I guess.
So, yeah, the point of this is to drink beer and talk about shit. And, oh, Jesus, we have a list.
It's a long list.
It's a long list. It's like, well, we got shit like favorite bands this week. Would you rathers, talk about Marvel. Featured bands, beer spots, and some other fun stuff that we're not gonna say.
I got one. Do you want to do the cushion one second?
Sure. Because
he's about to go to bed soon, so we might as well kick that off.
Sure, why not?
My personal favorite segment. So we'll start off with top 5 favorite bands. It was 10, but Kevin was just like, no, it's not gonna happen.
Dude, it changes every fucking day. Every day. There's only one band that takes the top, but I haven't listened to them at all this week. I'll go ahead and tell them what I've been listening to since you're busy.
Go for it.
A lot of Between the Buried and Me. Like a fuckload.
He actually just showed me them last night, and they're pretty phenomenal. But last night, night before.
A lot of Meshuggah.
Oh.
Because Meshuggah. A lot of Poya. I don't know if anyone knows who he is.
Poya.
He's a rapper. He's like...
Okay. Oh, you showed him to me the other night, too.
Actually pretty good. And then The Chariot, obviously. And a band called Fit for an Autopsy.
Fit for an Autopsy. New Jersey.
Pretty good stuff. A lot of that was metal, so if you don't like metal, I'm sorry.
If you don't chew metal, then fuck you.
If you don't chew metal, then fuck you. That's right.
All right. You didn't number them, did you?
It was just a list. It's just all the right list I've been listening to the most this week.
Okay. All right. Well, I just went ahead and did all-time favorites, so I guess sue me. Number one favorite artist of all time, the Glitch Mob. They're an electronic group, and they're pretty phenomenal. If you haven't listened to them, you should give them a chance. Second reigning in as king of the rap game of all time, for sure, is Kendrick Lamar.
King Kendrick.
He just recently put out the soundtrack to Black Panther, which we'll talk about Black Panther later, and you just can't touch him, man. Even Eminem's just like, yeah, that dude's basically the future of rap. He's
famous because of Eminem, so there's always that.
He's ridiculous. All right, number 3, The Devil Wears Prada. Got my first favorite metal band in there. I've been listening to them since I was 12, 13 maybe. Jesus, they go Christ way back. I started listening to them before, like, I think right when Plagues came out, their second album.
Was that 2009?
Something 2009. Like. Something like. But yeah, I've only seen them one time, and by far my favorite metal show I've ever been to. Kevin probably swears he can change that eventually, but...
Yeah, I know, I can.
But they're great. You should look them up. They're also not the movie with Meryl Streep. I mean...
That was an okay. It was a good movie.
I mean, they're kind of the same thing, I guess.
The door's open.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Michaela's probably eavesdropping.
Oh, she definitely is. All right, number 4, we came in with MGMT. Kevin, what are your thoughts? I don't think I've ever talked about MGMT with
management.
You. Management. Note to self, or note to everyone else, I'm a manager at Arby's. And every time I have to hang a sign anywhere notifying something's wrong, like pop machine's out of order, don't go in the bathroom, we're cleaning it, I put thanks MGMT.
Don't go in the bathroom, there's shit everywhere.
It's a regular occurrence. Anyways, MGMT. Technically psychedelic rock, I believe, if I remember their...
Something like that.
But they're amazing. Most people probably know them by Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi. They did all the instrumentals for that song. But if you haven't heard their other stuff, you need to check them out. And five, coming in as... Kevin's gonna fucking hate me for this. God. The new Michael Jackson.
No.
The Weeknd.
You're fucking gay.
The Weeknd is great, and I don't even need to explain who The Weeknd is, because everyone knows who the fuck The Weeknd is.
God.
So.
God damn it.
Top five favorite bands, even though Kevin will probably have to update that list about...
I'm changing the segment to what you listen to this week.
All right, fair enough.
What you listen to the most this week. You're buying vinyls and shit now, so why not?
Yeah, true. All right.
So should we, like... Oh, we're going to do it. So, this is Andy's favorite segment.
My favorite segment of my own creation. I was so happy.
I'm not even going to tell you what it is. We're just going to do it. Just make sure your phone's on speakerphone.
Yep. All right, here we go. I'm calling my friend Cody Harper. Been friends with this man.
You go ahead and set it like since childhood. Here.
This is going to be great.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Cody. You are on our podcast.
Glad to be on.
It's not a live podcast, so don't freak out, but also it's kind of like a live podcast, so whatever. Anyways, this is by far my favorite segment of our podcast. We're doing it second. We did it early because we know you're trying to go to bed for work.
You're so cool. Thanks, dude.
Here's what's up. Where are you right now in your house?
I'm in my bed.
Okay, I need you to get out of your bed.
Okay.
I need you to go... I need you to go to your living room...
Okay.
And I need you to look under the couch cushions and tell us what you find.
Under the couch cushions?
Yes. And if they don't pull out, what's in between your couch or what's under your couch?
We just need to know.
We need to know, Cody.
Okay.
He's taking this a lot better than I thought.
He's taking it like a champ. Cody.
Oh, shit. I just found a frog for my daughter.
Oh, there you go.
That I thought has been lost for a very long time.
See, we're going to call all of our friends and ask what's in their couch, and they're going to find stuff that they've been looking for that they need. So we're honestly like, this is a public service, honestly.
I expect
pretty much. I'll send you a picture of the frog, too. It was just like a stuffed frog I bought for her a while ago.
Excellent. All right, what else we got, Cody?
We've got nothing else under the cushions. We have dog bones under the couch itself.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Meaning my dog's just been hiding bones. We're going to move over to another couch.
Doing dog things. Oh, we got two couches. We're in for a treat.
We have three couches.
Oh, shit.
We're finding loose change.
Oh, my personal favorite.
No quarters, though, so it's kind of shitty loose change.
I mean, loose change is better than no change.
Right. And I found something. What is this? I found an ascot. I don't even know what that is or how that got there.
You might have just found the most unique item anyone will ever find in this podcast. I can honestly
put it on the frog and send a picture.
Yes. I can honestly say no one... Oh, that'll be our thumbnail for the first episode, Kevin. The picture of the frog with the ascot. Yep.
But, yep. And that is all the things under my couch cushions. All
right, and now this segment is titled Couch Cushion Finds. Now, did you have fun, Cody?
I enjoyed myself.
All right. I appreciate the work you had to put in for this. You're a great friend.
Glad to help.
And now you have that frog with that ascot.
Yep, it's pretty chill.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
Have a good night. You're welcome. I'll see you, sir.
See ya.
Call Ryan.
No.
Call Ryan. I don't care what the fuck he's doing. Call him.
Oh, God. He's not going to fucking answer.
So, for anyone who doesn't know, Ryan was supposed to be here, and he's not here. You have to call him.
All right. We're doing it. Are we doing couch cushion finds on? Oh, he's on the phone. I wonder with who.
Wait. You get busy signals still?
Yeah.
How in the fuck?
I do it. It happens all the time.
What happened to call waiting?
I don't know.
Well, we'll call him later.
We will call him later. Anyways, that was couch cushion finds. That was, I mean, rainbow ascot. Like, I can't think of anything else that will ever top that. But, I mean, it might.
We need to get a phone book and call strangers. That's what we need to do next time.
I mean, still we need to keep calling and keep calling until someone's actually fucking weird enough to just be like, yeah, sure, I'll tell you what's under my couch.
A used condom, a couple dollar bills, and an 8-ball of cocaine.
And a baby doll arm.
It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is already hard to do.
What?
Podcasting.
It's not the easiest. I mean, I'm having fun, though.
It is
fun. That call is great.
So what are we drinking? I forget.
We are drinking Galaxy Hero by Revolution Brewery, I believe.
Let's talk about how good it is.
It is an IPA craft beer, Revolution Brewing. Yep, it is 7%.
Basically has Vegeta on the side of the can.
Vegeta, but his head is a hop, and he's shooting a blaster gun. I mean, you can't... The only reason why I bought it was because it looked awesome. But, I mean... It
tastes pretty good. It's not bad.
Yeah. It tastes like a good old-fashioned IPA. Craft beer
spot.
Yeah. All right. Are we doing Warped Tour, or do you want to do the Would You Rather first?
Oh, no. We're going to Warped Tour. Oh, that's actually awesome. Oh, Cody did send us a picture of the frog in the ascot.
It's going to be the thumbnail prepare.
We'll make it happen.
We will. All right. I'll pull up the lineup.
Pull up that lineup. Because you're talking about me taking you to a metal show that'll change your life.
It's
not going to be Warped Tour. I'm just going to let you know that now.
Why not? It's the last one.
Kevin Lyman's a fucking idiot for booking who he booked.
It's the last one.
Yeah, I'll go to see one band.
And then leave. Pay like $60 to see one band. Oh, man. Yeah, this is...
Yep, and it's every time I die.
I mean, that would definitely be probably worth seeing for $60. All right, you ready?
Just set that puppy out there. 303. First band off. On there. Nope.
Fuck that band. Oh, we got to say the segment name.
Oh, hang on. Let me reiterate. There was a podcast called Angry Old Dudes, and they will probably listen to this and not get mad because we're carrying on their legacy of fuck that band. Andy, you can babe on the podcast. It's 2018. You're allowed to be gay wherever you want.
Are you sure?
Yes, positive.
Okay. I appreciate you guys accepting our gayness.
So, Brandon and Q... had a podcast where they did a fuck that band segment every now and then, but that podcast no longer exists. I want to carry on that legacy because they're my friends.
All right.
So fuck 303.
Yep. Okay, we're doing the first one.
Absolutely fuck 303.
Warped Tour lineup. All right, 303, that was back in, what, 2008? They were popping.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. They were bad. They were bad either way.
They were kind of bad. Pretty bad.
Moving on, I guess this is an alphabetical order. Asking Alexandra.
I used to listen to them when I was 12.
I need to leave.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I need to leave.
I mean, once I started listening to other bands, I was like new into the metalcore scene, and I was like, all these guys are awesome. And then I started listening to other bands, and I'm like, all these guys are pretty poop.
You know what's really fun? When you play guitar and you start to learn like the drop D shit, there's this game I have called the Asking Alexandria Challenge where you just put on their first album and try and play along until you fuck up, and then you realize you got through the whole thing without making any mistakes, and that's how simple it was.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, Asking Alexandria, fuck that band. Beartooth. Me and Kevin are gonna argue about this one.
You know, honestly, I see the next band on the list and I'm getting mad.
Oh, no. Me too.
don't even say anything.
Yeah,
yet.
They're spoilers.
Okay. I'm friends with those guys. I don't love their music, but I've been friends with them for a long time. Like, since 2008. For like 10 years, I've been friends with Cameron.
So not fuck those band. Not fuck that band.
Kind of fuck them.
For their music.
They used to be good. Like, their first EP was rad, but then it just kind of became radio rock, and I'm not about that butt rock life. Bud Unless Rock. It's Nickelback.
I'm a fan of Beartooth. They're pretty good. Definitely not one of my favorites, but I can listen to them.
I'd go see them. Watch them. Why not?
They're friends. I actually saw them 2 years ago. They were... I mean, the pit was terrifying, so I can say that at least.
You haven't seen Terrifying yet. Fuck this band.
Fuck this band.
Black Veil Brides.
Enough said.
That's all. That's it.
If you need more explanation, look up a picture. Black Veil Brides.
Bowling for Soup. Warped Tour veterans.
I mean...
They've been on every Warped Tour since the first one. I'm pretty sure. I don't think they've ever missed
one. When was the first Warped Tour?
I don't know. I want to say in the mid to late 90s.
Yeah, it's really old.
But,
Are we just going to do, like... Are we just going to skim through
the big ones? I'll only watch Bowling for Soup if they play 1985 20 times in a row.
20 times in a row. That's a big set.
I don't even know who Frank Turner is, so fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck Frank Turner.
I don't know who the Interrupters are. Fuck them.
Knuckle Puck.
Fuck that band.
I mean... I'm a fan of pop punk. I don't really listen to it, but when I hear it, I'm like, oh, pop punk.
Fuck that band.
Anyways, Mayday Parade.
Fuck that
band. Fuck that band. Pennywise?
Down. I'm down to clown with some Pennywise. That was no pun intended, but...
Hey, we can't talk about ICP. No references at all.
Oh, I wasn't. I was down to clown. Pennywise is a clown, you dumb shit.
I know, but we can't even make it seem like... Just as a reference, I do not support insane clown posse. Anyways.
Okay. Real Big Fish.
I've never heard of them. Are they okay? State Champs.
Fuck that band.
Sum 41.
Yes, and fuck that band at the same time. You want to know why?
Why is that?
All these heavy hitters on Warped Tour this year are only playing select dates.
Oh, Sum 41, one of the bands that are only... Yes. Okay, I would love to see Sum 41. Definitely the best...
Play Chuck front to back, and I'm in.
Definitely one of the big hitters for their genre, but...
And here comes more fuck that bands.
Taking Back Sunday.
Fuck that band now. Don't fuck them earlier. Don't be skipping through stuff.
Oh, I'm not.
Wait, this isn't even the whole list. Oh, yeah, it is. It's stage by stage.
Okay.
Never mind. This Wildlife.
I've never even heard of them, have you?
They write pretty folk music. I can get down to it.
Okay, so we might have our first definitive not fuck that
maybe,
band.
Maybe not Warped Tour material
at all. I mean... I saw Riff Raff at Warped Tour.
It's some coffee house shit, though.
I saw Riff Raff at Warped Tour, enough said.
Yeah.
They always have that one, what the fuck are they doing here? And I gotta say, Riff Raff killed it. Anyways. Under Oath.
Not fuck that band.
Not fuck that band. They're pretty phenomenal.
Can we just talk about how good the new song is?
Their new stuff, yeah. Their new song is...
said. I don't care if I offend anybody at this point. Under Oath just goes, fuck God. Fuck church. Fuck all of this. Don't fucking pray for me. And that's what he said. Pretty much. That's what that whole song's about.
I mean, music's about expressing yourself, I guess.
I guess the new album comes out April 6th, and I'm hoping it leaks early so I can fangirl a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Water parks, they look real bad.
Yeah, I'm judging a book by their cover.
All time.
Fuck that band.
Oh.
Oh, no, it gets worse.
Falling in Reverse. So jumping. Wasn't Jump exclamation point a movie?
I don't know, but Kevin Lyman, the creator and sole proprietor of Warped Tour, why?
The last one, too. This is for sure their last tour, right?
Yeah, this is the last Warped Tour, and they fucked up.
Yeah, it's really bad. I was hoping they would do, like, all-stars.
I mean, last year they had fucking CKY. That was crazy. Like, how are you going to change? 4 Years Strong.
I haven't listened to 4 Years Strong.
Not fuck that band. They're talented.
Okay.
They're pop-punky, but they're talented.
Issues.
Sucks balls.
Yeah, fuck real that bad. I saw them at Warped Tour, and they were pretty garbage.
Veterans.
Less than Jake.
Yep. I'll watch them.
I've never heard of them.
Just because they're old men and they're veterans. They're another one of the bands like Bowling for Soup that's been on since like day one.
The Main.
Meh. The Meh. The meh.
The meh. I mean, I haven't listened to the main, but I mean...
Eh. Oh, don't you dare skip Movements.
I've never heard Movements.
Not fuck that band.
Really?
They are incredible.
Okay, I'll have to check them
They're
out.
Sad boys.
Okay.
They're like grungy sad boys. Like a more... Fuck Real Friends.
I don't... Okay. Simple Plan.
Ooh.
I mean...
I was sad when I was 6 years old. I'd go watch them. Why not?
Fair enough. Tonight Alive.
Don't care.
No, The Used.
Only if they play old stuff.
We the Kings.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the good stuff, I think. Nope. 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 Amity Affliction, Chelsea Grin, meh. D's Nuts. Oh, I'd see D's Nuts all day.
What do they do?
They're like a comedy, like... I wouldn't say comedy. They're like a party hardcore band. Not like as gay as Attila, though.
Okay, so they're like a not gay Attila.
Pretty much. They don't sing about drugs and shit all the time.
I will say Chris Fronczak is hilarious. I don't like his music, he's but...
He's an idiot.
He's funny as fuck.
I just wish... I wish to everything music god that Attila would release a song that's not about fucking, drugs, or drinking.
Not gonna happen.
And if they just made a song, like a slut-shaming, hateful metal song, they would be my favorite band.
But can't do it.
Because that dude's got chops.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
He's talented.
He's wild. But Ice Nine Kills...
I've never heard Ice Nine Kills.
Seen them more times than I care to. Just because they were on tours that I
fuck that
went
band.
To see. They're not horrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Kubla Khan.
Fuck
I've
yes.
I've heard of them.
Fuck yes.
Are they great?
Hardcore. Like, true to the old school hardcore. Like, the first lines on their new album, he just yells shit. And then he yells son of a bitch. And then it just goes on to a song about hating cops.
I mean, there you go. My Children, My Bride.
Talk about 2008. I'm down. Down.
Sharptooth. That's a...
Never heard of him. Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Silverstein.
No. Just no.
No. Oh, man.
Twisted is on Warped Tour this year.
What a time to be alive. I never even heard of Twisted, but I mean, looking at the thumbnail, I'd see him.
I probably wouldn't.
I want to be in that pit.
I'd go hang out somewhere else for a little bit.
Will you please just go to a Twisted show with me?
Fine. Please. We'll go to Warped Tour this year and watch Twisted.
Not Warped Tour, just Twisted, because the tickets will probably be like $5.
Fine.
And it's going to be crazy. Wage War.
Yeah, I...
Never heard of him. August Burns Red.
Fuck.
No, don't do
I'm
it.
Just kidding.
They're great.
Fuck that band for the whole middle portion of their career.
Yeah, they kind of,
I didn't like anything between Messengers and whatever the new one's called. The new one's rad, though.
I liked Up to Leveler, I'm not gonna lie. Leveler was good.
It's boring.
We got Crown the Empire.
Okay.
We got Dayseeker.
Dude! Those are the dudes.
I haven't heard Dayseeker.
Dayseeker is just an angry, sad bastard.
And then we got The Boys.
Oh, fuck that band.
Every Time I Die.
The only reason I will go to Warped Tour this year, specifically, if I couldn't see any other band, I would pay the $60 to see Every Time I Die and fucking leave.
They'd be like, where are you going? I saw the band.
I saw the band I wanted to see. I'm out.
Hail the Sun.
They're good.
Are they?
Yeah, they're like a faster Circus Survive.
Hmm. We got Harm's Way.
New album, Rules.
Okay.
Rules.
And Heart's Wake.
Also Rules. This is the stage where I would just sit
Knocked
out all
Loose.
Day. Yeah, duh.
Oh, man.
Fucking, this stage is great, except for this horrible, horrible thing.
Motionless in white.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'll give them props for one thing. They played a show on Halloween with a band called The Ghost Inside. And The Ghost Inside's like a normal Orange... I don't know if they're from Orange County.
I saw the Ghost Inside.
They're from L.A. But they came out on Halloween dressed like Motionless in white and all the makeup and shit, and Motionless came out looking like normal fucking people.
Oh, man.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's pretty funny. I will say the ghost inside was crazy.
Fucking Necrogoblicon.
I would go see them just because of their name. I'm going to assume that they're like more traditional metal, just judging on their looks. Ever heard them?
Yeah, I'd do it just because they're on the same stage as all the good bands.
I mean, Necrogoblicon.
Mother fucking Unearth. Metalcore veterans.
I mean, that dude looks like Nickelback.
It's not Nickelback, bro.
It's basically Nickelback.
Okay, it might be
Nickelback. It's boneless Nickelback.
What else is there? How many more stages are there?
Oh, there's another stage.
As it is, fuck that band.
Assuming we survive.
Don't know who they are.
Nope.
Don't care.
Nope.
Capstan, Broadside, Chase Atlantic. These are all bands I've never heard of. Dead Girls Academy, Doll Skin.
It's all chicks, too.
It's a good name for a band.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy. Don Brocco, Grayscale. Grayscale is playing.
Do you know Grayscale?
They were like a grindcore band from like 2005.
I thought it was a Game of Thrones reference. I guess not, though.
Or am I thinking, was her name like Grayscale or Grace Gale?
Grace Kale?
I don't fucking know.
Grayscale. Make out.
What do you want? Yeah, a little bit. You can talk.
What's up? Nothing to see. What kind of gay shit y'all
do? Real gay
shit.
We were
beating off. You interrupted.
I love you. I'm sorry.
Sorry, guys. That was my fiance. She doesn't realize that we need our private beat off time. Anyways.
Just trying to get it going.
Palais Royal.
Fucking Phineas.
Finhas?
Fine ass.
Fine ass. That's what it is.
It's fine ass.
Okay. Picturesque.
Don't care. Don't know.
Sleep on it.
Don't know.
Story untold.
No. Trash boat.
I go see Trash Boat because of their name.
There's still more stages.
Oh my god. Okay, we're just gonna blow through it. Farewell Winners. Only two bands on that stage. That's gonna be a bad stage.
Fuck that band.
Two bands on one stage. The Full Sail stage. I gotta say, that's probably a cardboard box they're gonna be playing on.
Okay.
And that concludes our Fuck That Band segment. Sorry it was a little longer than it'll probably usually be. But we had to get that Warped Tour out of the way.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just real bad. It's like three bands.
I'm so disappointed. Basically the stage, whatever stage Every Time I Die, Nocturnes were on. I don't remember, Full Sail or something like that. Yeah, I'll stand there all day and watch Kublai Khan and fucking EDID.
We got Rather Ill next. We're already at 28 minutes.
Try calling,
man.
Ryan again.
I'll do that.
We need to know.
Oh my.
I think he fucking like blocked your number or something.
He might have. What the fucking holy shit. Anyways.
Dude, we should just go get the Alexa and drop in on them.
Oh, man.
My favorite thing ever.
Okay, next segment, Would You Rather.
Oh, no. This is going to get dark.
It's going to get real dark.
I got one.
Oh, I'm just looking them up. 20 NSFW Would You Rather questions.
You're cheating.
I'm sorry, man. I got to.
You were cheating. Would you rather have teeth for pubes or pubes for teeth?
I'm going to have to say pubes for teeth just because people would be fucking mortified of me.
Ugh. You get hair in your mouth all the time?
I mean, you'd rather have teeth for pubes?
Yeah, my fucking crotch would look like Bowser.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I might right. change it. I might have teeth for pubes. That would be okay. Would you rather watch your parents have sex every night for the rest of your life or join in once?
Oh, God. Fuck. wait, watch them for the rest of my life or join in once. I'd rather watch them than join in.
Yep, gotta do it, man. Not yeah. about that incest life. I guess I'll just torture yeah. myself.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of...
I got a good one after
you. Would you rather sprint everywhere you go or be shouting all the time?
Shouting all the time.
Like, absolutely. Yeah, like fucking
yeah, yelling. Screaming. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
All the time, no yep. matter what.
Yeah.
Like, it could be your grandma calling you, mm-hmm. and you just scream at her on the phone.
Give her a heart attack, yep.
Or you're at, like, a loved one's, let's see, a friend's loved one's funeral, and you have to scream, "I'm sorry for your loss."
Yep. To everyone.
To everyone.
Mm-hmm. I take it.
I could handle yelling. That's why I would do it, too.
Yeah. It wouldn't be too terrible. Would you rather suck a used tampon that you found on the street or a used condom?
Jesus Christ. I don't know if I can handle that rubbery-ass latex.
You gotta go with that period blood?
I might have to.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go.
I've vaped worse things than that, I'm sure.
Oh, God. I'll go with the used tampon as well, I guess. I just can't suck on a stranger's semen. That's just not in my...
Would you rather? Oh, God. Would you rather keep your head shaved and get a dick tattooed on your forehead, or get a picture of your mom's face tattooed on your dick?
Oh, man. I might have to rethink this one. I answered it the other night. I'm going to have to go with dick tattoo on the forehead.
With no, can't grow the bangs out, can't cover it up. It's there.
Dick
it's
tattoo on the forehead. In your
face. Dick yep. tattoo on the forehead.
You too?
This is tough.
I got the toughest one of all.
Do you? I'm not answering that one. I can't come up with a good one. Can't come up with a good reason for either.
Do you know that one?
No, I can't read it from here.
Okay. All right. Would you rather get a good hand job from your grandmother or a bad hand job from your grandmother?
Fuck. I'm going to analyze this one a little better. Probably a bad one.
Yep, me too. For sure.
Not because I don't want it to be good, but because I can say, man, that was bad. Let's not do that
exactly.
again.
That's exactly why I don't want to.
Let's not do that again.
Okay, fuck a pig live on national television or be responsible for the death of someone.
Fuck.
Death of someone, for sure.
Yeah, I could kill some people.
Definitely.
I have a list of people that I could just do without.
All right. I think that'll conclude our Would You Rather segment, and what we got out of that is we don't want a hand job from our grandmothers, and we could kill someone.
Andy. Speaking of killing people.
What's up?
Not saying you're going to kill them, but who could you live without?
Oh, our favorite segment.
Who
would you be okay with dying in the world?
Anyone you can think of. This is tough.
I have my answer. Do you?
No. Because all the people I could live with dying are already dead or well on their way to being dead.
You should pause that. I'm going to grab another beer. Do you want one?
I only drank like half of this one.
Oh my god, Kevin. Alright.
Sipping on it.
Pause that, you come up with your answer.
Hold on, we're taking a break.
Taking a break.
Did you enjoy that? It was derailed. It was break.
Haha, we're gonna take a break. Anyways.
No pun intended, but it was there.
Pun intended.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, coming back to the who would you be okay if they died?
Ryan Tarbutton.
No, not Ryan Torbjorn.
Yeah, fuck him for not being here. I'd be totally fine with it.
But I would not be okay with him dying, even though he already is dead. He's here.
He would haunt my ass forever.
Yeah, he is now. He's the ghost. He's our guest.
Yeah, the ghost of Ryan Tarbutton's here.
All right.
Who, Andy, would you be okay with passing away? All right. And why?
This might be an unpopular opinion, but let me explain myself. Betty White. Because
God damn it,
she is 96 years old and she just needs, now don't get me wrong, Betty White's awesome and she's hilarious. She's 96 years old. She needs to die, man. It's a mercy killing. People just can't live forever. It's just not a thing.
Jesus Christ.
It's time. I'm sorry, Betty.
You know what? I feel it. One, because I hate, well, I don't really hate, I don't know the person that I'm about to say. It's a person.
Okay.
It's not my dog. Okay. Even I wish she would die too. She's just old and decrepit and deaf. And
so another mercy killing.
That's a mercy. That would be a mercy killing.
All right.
She goes outside and I'm like, oh, there might be coyotes out here. Fuck it.
What happens, happens.
What happens, happens.
All right, let's go, Kevin.
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards.
An old bastard from the Rolling Stones. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. The whole band.
Every single one of them.
They are ancient. They're not good. Never really have been good.
They're ancient as in the Rolling Stones is their name because they were around when they first invented the wheel and it was made of stone?
Pretty much.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. I think Keith Richards is like 217 years old or something like that.
That is fucking impressive. I'm 23 myself, Kevin. About to be 25.
Oh, no. Mid to late 20s is here.
Yep.
It's okay, my brother's turning 30 this year. So I get to make fun of him for that forever.
There you go, forever.
You're old.
Like, you'll be 87, you'll be like, remember that one time you remember were 30?
He's 87 and I'm fucking, like, 83.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, you're fucking old.
You are too, not as old as you. Dies.
Dies.
All right, what do we got next?
I don't know.
We got just Marvel shit.
Winging it.
We got Marvel shit, man.
I saw Black Panther. I loved Black Panther.
Let's talk Black Panther. Black Panther was great.
Hey, wait. If you haven't seen it, turn this off.
Yeah, spoilers.
Okay.
Black Panther was fucking great. Action off the charts. They put the special effects and money in that they needed to, and they literally just reimagined what a Marvel movie should be. Honestly, maybe with Thor Ragnarok, which came before it, they kind of set the pace with that. But Black Panther was off the charts. The actors were perfect. Michael B. Jordan was phenomenal.
Yeah, I saw a joke on the internet, made me laugh. The only two white guys in that movie are Martin
Freeman.
The Tolkien white boys. Martin Freeman, Bilbo Baggins, and Andy Serkis, Gollum.
Gollum, yep. Mortal enemies in the Lord of the Rings universe.
J.R.R. Tolkien white guys.
Yep. I actually saw a Twitter post earlier. Apparently, some girl got so hot and bothered by seeing Michael B. Jordan's shirt off in the first scene he takes it off that she clenched her jaw so hard her permanent retainer got knocked off of her teeth.
I knocked my popcorn off my lap with my boner.
Yep.
When he took his shirt off.
Michael B. Jordan, you're just wrecking shit. Apparently, he tweeted her and offered to pay for her retainer. And she's like, all my insurance paid for it, but thanks.
Okay, you want to, like, hang out or something?
But you can hang out, though. Like, you down to chill? Anyways.
Netflix and chill?
Black Panther. Right now on Rotten Tomatoes, it's apparently the best movie of all time.
It's not my favorite Marvel movie.
No, me neither. It's my third. We'll do favorite Marvel movies another segment. But Black Panther, great.
I only wish Andy Serkis was in it longer because he's fucking crazy.
He was great. Laser arm, man. Laser arm, dude. Fucking laser arm.
I love the new Black Panther suit.
Oh, yeah.
With the kinetic energy.
Even though Michael B. Jordan's was obviously a better color scheme and design.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Let's hope Black Panther gets savvy and just is like, well,
I'm going to keep that suit, too.
He's just like, hey, apparently his sister developed his new suit, and he's probably just gonna be like, hey, why'd you give him that sick suit? Why can't I have it?
Stupid ass bitch.
And then she'll be like, well, I offered it to you. She actually offers it to him in the movie, and he says no.
But Wakanda.
Anyways. Black Panther, if you haven't seen it, go see it.
Dark Council Panther.
Dark Council Panther. Anyways, Infinity War talk. So I saw a magazine cover for, I think, Entertainment Weekly, and Bucky Barnes has a new arm from Wakanda.
Yeah.
And it's vibranium, and it looks great.
It does.
Yeah. Iron Man's got that laser arm. He's got that Extremis, which, if any of you don't know, the suit is a part of him, so he can control it like it's a part of his own body. He'll be like, oh, I'm in a business suit. And he's like, oh, now I'm Iron Man.
You're going to have the Iron Spider. You're going to have Hulk Buster. You're going to have fucking the Guardians. Doctor Strange.
Thor's got that new hammer, Thor's man. Thor's got that
new hammer.
Apparently Hawkeye's is nowhere. They released all the character posters, and Hawkeye isn't one of them.
I'm sure he's in there somewhere.
He's got to be. I don't know why Ant-Man, he wouldn't be.
You got Skojo. This is Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Skojo.
Cap's got them new vibranium shields from Wakanda.
Basically, all these folks in Wakanda fucking gave the Avengers everything.
And you need to see Black Panther because they're ridiculous.
Then we got Jessica Jones.
Season 2 dropped today.
I haven't watched any of it, and I'm going to say anything. Don't say anything else.
I won't say anything.
Don't say anything else.
I'm season gonna watch. Two. Gotta watch it.
I will.
I only saw one episode, but it's pretty great. And that concludes our Marvel shit. That's what's going on in the Marvel world.
But wait, Deadpool 2 comes out in two months. That's not
Marvel.
Yes, Kevin. It is.
That's Sony. We don't talk about Sony.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah, Deadpool 2 is gonna be great. Cable's gonna be great.
It's not Marvel, but it's great. No, it's fucking Marvel.
It's gonna be great.
It's X-Men Universe Marvel.
Deadpool's gonna be killing a bunch of people. Cable's gonna be killing a bunch of people.
I saw the preview, and I'm okay with Cable, but at first I wasn't. Because I wanted it to be fucking Ron Perlman.
Oh, that would be pretty great.
I think Josh Brolin looks okay.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman fit the part so much better.
Okay,
though.
Okay. Speaking of which, can we just talk Venom teaser trailer real quick?
Oh, mad.
Yeah, real mad.
Didn't see the suit.
No, the worst.
Didn't see Tom Hardy get ripped.
Okay. Basically, I've been telling my friends this. Let's sum up the Venom trailer with a couple of sentences. Cars exploding. People running. More Tom cars
Hardy
exploding.
Tom Hardy laying in a bed.
Tom Hardy laying in a bed freaking out.
That's it.
More cars exploding. Tom Hardy freaking out slightly more. Conclusion of trailer.
That's now, it.
If you're gonna make a teaser trailer, you gotta show Venom, man. It's just gotta happen.
I'm just wondering if there's gonna be a Carnage and who's gonna be Carnage.
That's a good question.
That's a big issue.
Yeah, that's some big shoes to fill. Carnage is easily one of my favorite villains. He's crazy.
I have the pop of Carnage.
Do at you? Home.
Yeah, that's it crazy. Was super hard to find.
All right, what's next?
Oh. What are we doing? Well, try calling Ryan again. Just try calling Ryan again.
Oh, man.
We're gonna, like, he fucking deserves it.
What I want to know is why my call isn't going through. Oh, Ryan.
Did he, like, block your number?
I think he might have blocked my number, which I don't know why he would.
Call him on Facebook.
I could.
Just call him on Facebook. What do we got here? That's the beautiful thing about social media. You can call anyone from any app now.
Oh, is there a speakerphone on this? Yep.
Beautiful. He's not gonna answer.
No way.
No way.
Oh, no, that's just ringing.
That's a weird ring back.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
That's probably really loud.
It sounds like a phone underwater.
It's not going to happen, guys.
What a douche.
Like I said, Ghost of Ryan Tarbarton's our guest.
He won't even answer his phone. Oh, yeah, it's because he's dead. I forgot.
He's a ghost in the room right now. What do we got? We got Did You Knows?
Hang on. You might hear a sound or two. It's just me clicking through this. I'm going to give you a number.
Okay.
And we're going to call them. And we're going to see what happens.
Are we going to couch cushion find some?
Yeah, we're going to couch cushion find somebody.
Okay.
Someone totally random that you don't know.
And it's going to be on my phone, so they won't know me. It's
on your phone. They won't know you. I'm going to try to not say anything.
Can we do Nana?
No. We're not calling my grandmother.
How about that one?
Oh my God. Do you wanna?
No. No.
Do you wanna?
I'm not about that shit storm life.
Oh, hey, God. If you want, I'm not here. So if you wanna.
No. No.
Dude.
No. Oh God. She's. No. No.
There you
just,
go.
Just can't do it, man.
You can't do it?
No.
Why can't you? I'm not here. She's gonna have no idea who you are.
Apparently death threats have flown, so
Death threats have flown.
I don't want to die. Apparently directed at me, no, even though I...
Everyone.
Literally as a group, like an area of effect kill.
Area of effect kill. There's cookies. There's fucking cookies.
Oh. We're like 10-year-old kids right now, just to let everyone know.
Kayla made us cookies.
Mm-hmm. She's the real fucking MVP.
Dude, are you sure?
Shout out to my fiance, Kayla, for making us cookies.
Not sure about that.
I'm like, positive that I don't want to call her.
Do you really think she's going to know it was you?
I mean, she'll have my phone number.
*67, that shit.
I don't think. Alright, fuck it.
Alright, fuck it. We'll tell you who we're calling when this is over. Are you ready? You've got this.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Nope, disconnected.
Oh, no. Well, that's a bummer.
Oh, shit, I know what's wrong, Kevin.
Why?
I think I need to refill my phone. That's why my calls aren't going through.
What?
I think I need to refill my phone. Refill your phone. My bill.
You fucking called what's-his-face.
I did. Oh, you're right. I don't know. I guess her phone's disconnected then.
What the hell? We could pick another one. That'd be hilarious.
Don't. I know who you're thinking of.
Who?
Can't do it.
No.
You know who I'm talking about.
No. Let's see. We got that one.
I don't know. I don't know that person.
I'm trying to think.
Hey,
this is Bad Radio.
You know him?
Yeah, I know Phil Townsend. I went to high school too. With Phil Townsend.
Phil's cool.
He was one of my best friends growing up. I should probably not say first and last names on here because that's hilarious.
Shh. We'll just bleep him out later, and by that, I mean we won't at all. Do it. I'll do it right now. What's her number? I don't think I have her actual cell. Okay.
Do it right now.
Doing it.
Just, I'm not here.
She's gonna know.
No, she's not. She's never gonna find out.
She's gonna know, man. I'm gonna tell her when she's on a podcast.
No, don't tell her.
Tell her what she needs to do.
Okay.
Did you do me a favor?
Alright, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
She's one of those that doesn't answer people's calls if they don't know who they are. Well, okay.
Fine. Not even gonna tell. Man, these people are animals.
We'll do one more and then we'll give it a rest.
No, I'm gonna keep looking.
Okay.
It's Bella, it's fine.
Okay.
There's a dog here now. Hi, Bella. You want to be a part of this?
My dog is now on the podcast. She's our guest.
Our guest today is Bella.
She is a 70-pound German Shepherd. Her stats are, her dexterity is pretty high because she's a dog.
She's a dog.
Her personality traits are dog things. I like that thumbnail for his contact picture. Who is this boy?
This is a coworker.
Okay.
Should still be up.
All right. Final one.
Yep.
Final couch cushion find hunt.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yep.
937.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I fucked that up. Here we go. Don't even say any more numbers. Don't give his number out on everyone.
Oh, I'm not.
We have millions of viewers.
Yeah. Just so everyone knows, it's 937-842-6583.
Okay.
It's also not that. Anyways.
Please, for the love of fuck, answer your phone.
Are you not here?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm going to tell him that someone he knows is here.
I'm sorry, but the person you called...
I'm getting mad. We have to get a hold of somebody. It's not fun. My own girlfriend didn't even answer her phone.
That's terrible. It really is. What about your brother?
He's probably...
Oh, what is this? What is that?
I do not know.
Well, when three red X's are in the contact name, that's probably a bad number to call.
I do not know what that is. I'm going through everyone. I don't have that many contacts anymore. I used to have a ton more.
I mean, Nana is still on the table.
Nana is still on the table, but it is 11:20. She's probably been in bed since 8.
How about Matt?
Which Matt?
That top boy Matt.
Top Notch? Some kid I met at Top Notch for some sales.
I mean... No.
No.
I don't know who that is. Do I have to?
No. I'm not here.
Is it gonna be good?
Yeah. This person used to be a booking agent. For shoeing guy.
Okay.
Basically, don't even say, well, I guess you could say you're on a podcast.
I'm just going to say that.
I'm not here.
Okay.
Wireless, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Good Lord. Oh, it's because you're dialing #67, not *67.
No. No way.
It's *67. All this shit hasn't worked because of that.
Alright, guys. Andy's incapability of prank calling, basically, people.
So, we're going back to square one. *67.
Oh, fuck. Is killing me.
It's killing me too.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has...
Fine. Fuck you. You're a bitch anyways.
Alright, guys. Couch cushion vines did not go over as well as we had hoped. But we could move on to another segment. What are you thinking, Kevin? Those can be some pretty successful calls.
Prank calling people?
Yeah, prank calling businesses.
Businesses?
Yeah, let's prank call a bunch of McDonald's and ask for the Szechuan sauce.
It's 11:20 at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. Why do that? Yeah, we could do that.
Soundboard Rick?
I can't create a soundboard and run a podcast at the same time on the same device.
I guess you're just not trying hard enough.
I'm too gay. Gay to buy fags.
What McDonald's do we want to call? Columbus McDonald's?
Jeffersonville.
Jeffersonville McDonald's.
Just asking for Szechuan sauce?
I mean, we might just...
Ask them if they still have the Mulan McNugget dipping sauce.
Yep, exactly.
You don't have to block your number if you're calling fucking McDonald's.
I mean, we could. Here we go.
Whoa.
Jesus.
It's all good.
Mulan McNugget dipping sauce. She called sex hotline.
McDonald's, can I speak? How may I help you?
Hello, do you guys have the Mulan McNugget dipping sauce still?
The Szechuan sauce, yes, we do.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're no help at all.
Oh, man.
That didn't go over at all. What are you talking
about?
Kudos
to Jeffersonville, man. They knew.
The Mulan McNugget dipping sauce, Morty.
Okay, that manager at McDonald's.
You thought that was going to be hilarious, and that guy was just like, yeah, fuck you. We have it. Bye.
I'm just proud of him for knowing the reference. I mean,
that's okay. I told him he was no help at all.
Let me just tell you, okay? I went to 2 McDonald's for the Szechuan sauce. The first time, I thought it was going to be hot shit. It was the first day that it was out, and I went up to the front counter, and this old lady greeted me, and I was like, do you guys have the Szechuan sauce? And she said, the Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan?
And I'm like, no, man, not the Szechuan sauce, that Szechuan sauce. And she's like, no, I don't know about no Szechuan. So the manager comes up because she overhears, and she's like, oh, yeah, the Szechuan sauce, we have it back here. And, everyone acted like I was crazy for wanting it.
Dude, it's the best thing that McDonald's has ever had.
It is so good.
I know you've probably dipped the nuggets in them, but have you tried the, like, chicken finger things that the McDonald's has now?
No, I have not.
Holy
fuck. I don't like the chicken fingers they have. Dude, I don't like them.
They're like Chick-fil-A quality chicken fingers. Like, for real. Fuck McDonald's. It's gross, but those chicken fingers are like the real deal.
I think the Szechuan really is the shining quality.
Yeah, every time I go through, I tell them to give me as much as they're allowed to give me, and they give me like 5.
Yep, there you go.
And I just have a shitload of home now.
I got 3 last time I went. 8-2, kept 1, so it's just chilling in my pantry. All right, what say you?
What
we start me? Our featured band spot. Let's talk about them real quick, and then we'll play some songs.
I was thinking about that, but I want to say something first.
All right, let's go.
You motherfuckers, all of you, anyone listening, we had something planned. You could just tell us what to do, and we were gonna fucking do it. Shit, our friends tell us to do.
Literally, I have like 120 friends on Facebook. I deleted all of them that I didn't talk to. And all the 120 friends that I have all talked to me, posted on my Facebook, hey, we're doing a podcast. Our segment's about one of our segments. We need you to tell us what to do.
Just tell us something. Give us something. I don't care.
Would you guys like to hear how many people commented? 0. 0 comments.
1 commented on mine. And it wasn't that's
even
tough.
Yeah, man, that's tough. It wasn't even someone saying what to do.
I had one person get back to me and say, here's what you need to do. And give me 2 things. And it was vape spit, which I can do, but I just don't, like, I wouldn't fucking care. I just don't want to wreck Andy's mod because I don't have one with me. Or 2, take a finger in the ass while I'm getting a blowjob.
See, the problem with that is me and Kevin don't roll that way. Usually when we're fucking, we just get balls to the wall.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, no fingers and butts. It's all, somehow, all penises.
We can both get our dicks in each other's asses at the same time.
Yep. It's a miracle, honestly.
Really tough to do. But we pull it off. We can asshole scissor, which is really nice.
Asshole scissoring. We coined it. It's going to be coming on the Urban Dictionary soon.
This is off the rails now. Featured band.
Featured band of the week. Local band, which by that we mean Ohio band, because Ohio is so...
Ohio is for lovers.
Ohio is for lovers, and there's nothing fucking here. So by local, we mean 45 to an hour away.
And I wish we could just call one of them or fucking something and get them on the podcast and tell them that they're a featured band. Or interview them, one of the two.
But we're going to be having people like that. We're severely unprepared the first episode, and we were just like, fuck this, we want to do this right now.
Fuck it. Our featured band are friends of mine. Some of them from Wilmington, Dayton area. Eternal Void. Who, by the way, slayed it with Catharsis.
And tell them what they have the privilege of being. Top 10.
wasn't that close.
Oh,
no. That was an exaggeration.
Oh, damn.
But they were...
on the charts.
On the charts, above numerous Metallica albums.
Damn.
Numerous Pantera albums. Numerous... fuck, just everything. Like, even, like, some of the best Metallica albums, they were above. And I don't even like Metallica. But that's beside the point.
Metallica's great. Don't listen to him.
Did you say Metallica's gay? Listen to him?
No, great.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. Because they're pretty gay.
Anyways, we got Eternal Void. We're going to play, like, what, two, three?
We're only going to play one of their songs.
One of their songs.
We're another half hour in.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, these guys are from Ohio. Basically, the band consists of Logan Adams, Evan Hildebrandt, Dylan Krebs, and a guy that I have no fucking idea who he is.
Yeah.
No shit. I have no clue. Catharsis was originally released in, I believe, 2015 or 16. I cannot remember to save my life. It was removed when they signed to Tragic Hero Records, which is fucking fantastic.
Are you trying to just play it off?
Yeah, I'm doing a bio.
No, I'm saying, do you want to just play us off with this?
Oh, we'll probably play it off.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else. You fucked up my game. Tragic Hero Records, which is phenomenal for them. A lot of the bands on that label fit that style pretty well. Pretty sure they just announced that they're going to go on a short tour with another band from Ohio called From Another Planet. And no, they're from Ohio, not another planet.
How do you know?
I'm not positive. I saw them. Are you 100%? No, I'm not 100.
Okay, so they might be from another planet. They might not.
They played at that show at the Warehouse in Courthouse with Avanti and Derailed.
Did you notice any reptilian qualities?
No, but one of them told me to grab Guy's Maternal Void's nuts and say it was from another planet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reptilian to me.
That's pretty reptilian. So, Logan, Evan, Dylan, other guy who I don't know.
Sorry, other guy. You're just taking the heat.
He's another guitar player. I have never met him, but these other people have been friends of mine for a while. Congratulations. You fucking made it. You fucking made it. So,
without further ado,
this concludes our very first podcast.
And listen to these heavy metal angry boys.
Hold on, Blue Ribbons podcast.
Two Blue Ribbons.
Episode number one.
It was real bad. Sorry.
Is in the books. It's only gonna get better from here.
That's the only possible outcome.
We're gonna have a phone book.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a list of numbers.
We're gonna have everything we need to have a good time. So, without further ado, we're gonna close out with saying, "So long. Happy Monday.
Bye."
And if you didn't listen to the whole thing, fuck you. Bye.